Hi, this is Dr. Leung. Dr. Leung, last name is L-E-U-N-G. Dictation last name is Q-I-A-N. Again, Q-I-A-N. First name is H-U-I. Z is zebra, H-E-N. Date of birth is January 16, 1945. Date of service is October 14, 2022. Next step of a chief complaint of sleep disturbance. Next step of history present administrations of chief complaint of a sleep disturbance. It was the majority of the history provided by the daughter. First of all, according to the daughter, kind of patient have been having a lot of sleep problems. First of all, patient tells me that she should go to sleep at between 10 to 11 p.m. First of all, takes the patient 2 to 3 hours to fall asleep. First of all, patient severely loud snoring. First of all, patient has pauses of breathing during sleep. First of all, patient wakes up at 5 a.m. First of all, sleep is now restorative. First of all, patient wakes up with sleepiness and drowsiness. First of all, patient has excessive daytime sleepiness. First of all, patient always becomes drowsy when she's sitting, reading, come watching television, come up sitting inactive, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. First of all, forever. Next paragraph about patient, also have insomnia problems sometimes. The first up, she has difficulty to fall asleep at night. If it's time to take her an hour to fall asleep, but first up, next paragraph about past medical history. Diabetes, next number heart disease, next number bradycardia, next number arrhythmia, next number cataracts, next number glaucoma, next number thyroid nodule, next number current medication, Lipitor, next number metformin, next number aspirin, next number of allergies, no known drug allergies, next number of social history, patients married with 2 children, first time patient retired, patient does not smoke, first time next number family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition, please take out for the disease system. Next paragraph, impression, witness causes of bleeding, dinner sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, family, these offerings and symptoms suggest an obstructive sleep apnea, first time next paragraph, this marks a gain of sedation. Next patient, last name is L-U-J-A-N, again, L-U-J-A-N, first name is D as in doctor, A, D is in Victor, E-L-A. Date of a visit is October 14, 2022. Date of birth is April 28, 1977. Next paragraph of the physician is Dr. Lowe, Ferrandina Lowe, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-I-N-A. Ferrandina Lowe, last name is Lowe. Next paragraph of Dr. Lowe of the country, C-A-D-E-L-A, today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next paragraph of Mr. President of the administration is a 45-year-old female, how she complained of a sleep disturbance. The first patient tells me that she has significant difficulty falling asleep. For first patient, she has jaw pain. First of all, the jaw is grinding. First of all, patient is usually a little bit at between 8 and 9 p.m. First of all, patient is moderately loud snoring. First of all, patient has pauses of breathing during sleep. Patient wakes up at 4:30 a.m. First of all, patient wakes up with aching jaw, nasal congestion, sweaty, heartburn, drooling on the pillow. First of all, patient feels fatigue. First of all, patient has a frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep. First of all, patient usually takes a nap on a daily basis, 45 minutes to an hour. First of all, patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First of all, patient always becomes drowsy when she's lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances of period. First of patient frequently becomes drowsy when she's sitting, reading, watching television, come and sitting, not to be in an appropriate place. First of all, sure of a past medical history. Past medical history, high blood pressure, next number high cholesterol, next number anxiety, next number gastritis, next number nerve damage in the left ankle, next number migraines, next number current medication, hydrochlorothiazide, next number gemfibrozole, next number trazodone, next number 15 milligrams a night, next number allergies, no drug allergies, next number social history, patient single, patient is 1 child, first up, patient is a supervisor, patient does not smoke, first up, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis and weekly basis, first up, next number patient does not use illicit drugs, next number family history. There's family history of high blood pressure, first up, and high cholesterol and sleep apnea. Next up, please do not put a review system. Please do not put a review system. Next up, impressions. 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 Snoring, now restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, comma, obesity, comma, excessive daytime sleepiness, comma, these all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea, this marks the denotation. Next patient, last name is Records, R-O-C-O-R-D-S, again, R-E-C-O-R-D-S. S. First name is Patrick. Date of birth is October 14, 2022. Date of birth is February 10, 1954. Next to paragraph of referring physician is Jeffrey Weary, W-H-E-R-R-Y. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Weary, I have the pleasure to see Patrick today for initial evaluation for sleep. I'm sorry, for initial evaluation for memory deficits. Next paragraph is requesting new description is a 68-year-old male found with chief temporary memory deficits. And the person tells me that his memory is not as sharp as before. For stuff, he is starting to have memory loss. For stuff, patient's difficulty with names, so first up, patient with misplacements very easily. First up, his memory deficits, mostly short-term memory deficits. First up, his long-term memory is better preserved. First up, denies getting lost. First up, denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysphagia, and dysphagia. Next up, paragraph of past medical history. High blood pressure, next number, high cholesterol, next number, kidney disease, next number, current medication, OLMESMEDOX, 40 milligrams a day, next number, rosuvastatin, next number, lansoprazole, next number, metoclopramide, next number, allergies, aversion is allergic to oxycodone, causing itchiness. Next for social history, patients married with three children. First up, patients retired. Patients quit smoking 45 years ago. First up, patient drinks alcohol on a weekly basis. Patient does not use a list of drugs. Next for family history, parents have high blood pressure. Next for reviews, some patients have acid reflux symptoms, heartburn. Next for patient has arthritis. Patient also carpal tunnel syndrome. Next for paragraph. Next paragraph, neurological examination, mental status examination. Patient knows today is October 14, 2022. First up, patient knows he lives in San Leandro, California. First up, patient knows the president of the United States is Biden. Patient knows the next holiday is Halloween. First up, patient's intact insight. First up, the patient is able to produce 14 words starting with the letter M in 60 seconds time. First up, the 5-minute short-term recall is 1 out of 3. First up, paragraph, impression, mild cognitive impression, mild cognitive impairment, mild cognitive impairment. First of all, patient has difficulty with short-term memory deficits. First of all, patient's 5-minute short-term recall is 1 out of 3. First of all, patient's difficulty with naming. First step, majority of his memory problem, short-term memory, first step. On examination, however, he did well otherwise. The first step, he's orientated to time, date, and situation. First step, patient's intact insight. First step, patient is oriented to the President of the United States and holidays. First step, patient's serious 7s is 5 out of 5. I do not think the patient is in dementia right now. First up, I think he has mild cognitive impairment. Next level condition, explain the patient's above diagnosis. Next level, start a patient on memantine 10 milligrams once a day. First up, explain the patient the common side effects. So first time in the future, if he's able to tolerate the medication, comment, we increase it to twice a day. First time. Next level, I will also go to lab, comment to see if he has done any basic metabolic workup. The first time, next level, I will also schedule a patient for an EEG study for stopping next paragraph and this marks the adaptation. Next patient. Next number follow up with the patient in one month of his demonstration. The patient's last name is H U K A R I. Again, H U K A R I. First name is Carol, C A R O L. Date of visit is October 14, 2022. Date of birth is November 15, 1948. And next paragraph referring physician is Lowering the TAN, T-A-N. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Tan, I have the pleasure to see Carol today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next paragraph, his professor known as Trish, is a 73-year-old female. Comment, she complained of memory loss. The first step, the patient tells me that she's been having significant memory loss. The first step, that there are times that she drives, she does not know. She get lost at first step. She does not know how to get home at first step. She would misplace things at first step. Short-term memory is getting poor. First step, long-term memory try to preserve at first step. There are no stroke-like symptoms at first step. Patient would forget names at first step. Patient significant naming difficulties at first step. Her symptoms are progressively worsening at first step. Patient also actually had to take a cognitive test at Dr. Tanti and the office of first step, and she failed according to the caretaker first step. Next paragraph of past medical history, breast cancer surgery in 2009, Cedars-Sinai Hospital. Next number of current medication, simvastatin. Next number, Lexapro. Next number, EZETINBE. Next, the allergies, patient is allergic to penicillin causing skin rash. Next up, Hug of Social Street Visions Mary. First up, Visions retired with two children. First up, Visions quit smoking 10 years ago. First up, Visions does not smoke. First up, Visions drinks alcohol on a weekly basis. First up, Visions does not use illicit drugs. And so, family history. There's family history of similar memory problems. First up, a mother of breast cancer. First up, but there's no family, but she does not know of any family history of memory deficits. And it's memory deficits. Next, we have review system. Patient has depression symptoms during pandemic. And next, we have a neurological examination, mental side examination. Patients awake and alert. First up, patient follow commands appropriately. First up, a serious 7 is 5 out of 5. First up, 5 minute short term recalls 2 out of 3. First up, patient does not know the President of the United States. First up, patient knows today's October in 2022. First of all, the patient does not know the exact date. First up, a patient knows the next holiday is Halloween. First up, a patient has poor judgment. First up, a patient has poor proverb interpretation. First up, a patient also has a 0-7. 0-7 is 3 out of 5. First up, this spread of impression. Alzheimer's disease, Alzheimer's disease, mild to moderate. First up, a patient knows the month and year. First up, a patient does not know the exact date. First up, a patient does not know the President of the United States. First up, a patient has poor judgment. First up, a patient has poor proverb interpretation. Proverbs interpretation. First up, patients have 5 minute short term recalls, two out of three. First up, 0-7 is 3 out of 5. First up, next paragraph, patients and memories, and mostly short term memory. First up, long term memory is better preserved. First up, this is consistent with Alzheimer's disease. Next, we have a condition. Explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next, number, we'll start a patient on the Memantin 10 milligrams once a day. First up, explain the patient common side effects. Explain the patient if she has any side effects, let me know immediately. First up, including sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. First up, if she's able to tolerate well the medication, come, I would increase it to 20. I said later on, first up, next number, explain to the patient that she should not be driving, first up, but she got lost in the city, first up, when she was driving, first up, explain to the patient that she should not be driving, if she's getting lost, first up, next number, I will also call the lab, she has done some general medical, metabolic workup, first up, next number. First up, next number, I'll also schedule a patient for an EEG study, to evaluate for background slowing, first up, next number, this marks a the interpretation. Next patient, last name, next patient, last name is B-A-W-A, again, B-A-W-A, first name is A-M-A-N-D-E-E-P, again, A-M-A-N-D-E-E-P, a date of visit is October 14, 2022, date of birth is December 17, 1971, next referring physician is Jeffrey Weary, W-H-E-R-R-Y, next referring Dr. Weary. After pleasure to see Mandeep today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. First up, patient is a 50-year-old male, common chief complaint for sleep disturbance. First up, according to patient, is not sleeping well. First up, patient has excessive daytime sleepiness and restorative sleep. First up, patient wakes up and a patient usually go to bed at 9:30 p.m. First up, patient severely loud snoring. First up, patient also witness pauses of breathing during sleep. First up, patient has frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep. First up, patient wakes up at 4:30 a.m. First up, his sleep is now restorative. First up, patient wakes up with aching jaw, nasal congestion. First up, patient is also drooling on the pillow. First up, patient also fatigue. First up, patient denies any excessive. Patient does have significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, sitting inactive in a public place, sitting as a passenger in the car for an hour without break, and lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. First up, it's forever. Past medical screen, past surgical screen, non-exorbitant medication, allopurinol, 300 milligrams a day, non-exorbitant allergies. Patients are allergic to penicillin, causing lip swelling. Non-exorbitant social history, patients married with two children. First up, patient works with software. A patient does not smoke. First up, a patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. First up, patient does not use illicit drugs. Non-exorbitant family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition. Please do not put a review system. Non-exorbitant impression, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. Epworth score of 17 a period. for stuff of patient for sedation also but loud snoring for stuff. Differential diagnosis will include the sleep disturbance, comma, narcolepsy, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, central sleep apnea for stuff. A patient has never done a sleep study before for stuff. I would like to obtain an overnight some narcolepsy study, comma, to definitively evaluate narcolepsy, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, central sleep apnea for stuff. Next paragraph condition will schedule the patient for overnight some narcolepsy study for stuff. Next paragraph just marks the end of the patient.